I'm going to turn everything over to Mary Lamont, who is in with Down Home Country. Speak to you again next Sunday.
Had my suitcase packed for a trip to hell when the Lord played a song on an old church bell. The devil just stood there tapping his toes, singing, "Hurry up, girl, we gotta go. Did you pack your evil ways and all your wilder days? You spent your money on saving your sins. There's a checkered little past. I kept them all in. And when your interest multiplied, everything good in you died. But I never knew a God but the one on high. Never had a picture of Jesus Christ. Only thing I ever really took in vain was a Sunday drive in the restful rain. Honored mama's words and daddy's hands. Never hurt anybody, never wore a wedding band. Might have stole a kiss, but I never told a lie. And all I ever wanted was a real good time. The song he played was a hymn I'd heard from the backslider pew in a Nazarene church. When that devil was ready to go, I said, "Wait a minute, boy, don't you know I packed my evil ways underneath my wilder days? And I spent my money on saving my sins. There's a checkered little past. You kept them all in, but when my interest multiplied, well, I lived myself one hell of a life. And I never knew a God but the one on high. Never had a picture of Jesus Christ. Only thing I ever really took in vain was a Sunday drive in the restful rain. Honored mama's words and daddy's hands. Never hurt anybody, never wore a wedding band. Might have stole a kiss, but I never told a lie. And all I ever wanted was a real good time."
Is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation."
Rang clear as the bells that the Lord played the day I didn't go to hell.
Hey, everybody. This is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. Now, a lot of you who listen to Down Home Country on a regular basis figured that Debbie would be in today because it's Debbie's Sunday. Debbie and I take alternate turns here at the controls, but Debbie was not able to make it today, so she asked if I'd fill in, and of course, I'm happy to be coming up here to talk to y'all on this lovely Tuesday here on Long Island. Weather person, let's say, is talking about maybe having some snow later on today, but I'm just praying that the temperature stays up above 32 and we just get rain to wash all this snow away. I think I have a lot of people hoping the same thing out there. So the first song that we heard here today on Down Home Country was Angelina Presley. No relation, as I understand, to Elvis. Angelina is part of the trio called the Pistol Annies. But Angelina's got her own thing going on, and that song, All I Ever Wanted, that we just heard, is off her CD, American Middle Class, which just came out in October of last year. So I thought that was kind of a cool way to start Down Home Country today. I hope you agree. Let's get into some more music. Last week when I was on, I was gushing over the new Mavericks CD. I love the Mavericks, and I love this new CD they came out with. It's similar to the one they came out with last year in that the genre of music is very diverse, and I like when they do that. So I'm going to play yet another track off the Mavericks' new CD. It's called Mono, and it just came out on February 17th, so this is really brand new. This is called What You Do to Me.
Why she grow weak on Avenue Street? It's really not my fault. And if I hesitate, pardon the delay, but I can barely talk. My mind races ahead, passing all regret until the slate is clean. I'm grinning like a fool, unless I blame on you. That's what you do to me. In the dead of the night, with the moon on the rise, I try to contemplate. If the stars in the sky hold the answer to why I can't concentrate, like a wind on the sea, feeling wild, feeling free, like an awakened dream, and admiring Moses, my heart filled with the rim. That's what you do to me. So dangerously, the closer that I get, the more I want you, yet you're still a mystery. For every love affair that ends up in despair, unceremoniously, there's one that comes along that plays just like a song. That's what you do to me. In the depth of the night, with the moon on the rise, I try to contemplate if the stars in the sky. Like the wind on the sea, feeling wild, feeling free. Like
Cause you're a sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
Escape my clutch. You say you miss.
Lovely. Well, that was a diverse trio of songs, wasn't it? Just about as diverse as the Mavericks' new CD, Mono, which was the first song that I played there in that trio. What You Do to Me by the Mavericks, followed that with George Harrison singing For You Blue off the Beatles' Let It Be 1970 album. And we were all thinking of George Harrison this week, as February 25th was his birthday. So happy birthday, George, up there. And the last song we heard was the wonderful Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks off his CD Untrained, and that was called You Ain't Missin' Much. And I just want to give you some dates for Gene Casey coming up Saturday, March 14th. I think all of these shows are part of the Winterfest Live on the Vine series that has just started, actually, out on the East End. He starts Saturday, March 14th with Gene's Trio at the Jamesport Winery. Then Saturday, March 21st, the full band, Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks, at the Hotel Indigo in Riverhead. Saturday, March 28th, solo Gene at Coffee Pot Cellars in Cutchogue. That's a singer-songwriter show. So catch Gene Casey when you can. In any configuration, you will have a great time. Gene is a fabulous showman. Anyway, what do I want to talk about next? I want to talk about, for a moment, a guest I have in the studio here, besides my wonderful husband, Jim Marchese, who 99.9% of the time accompanies me here at Down Home Country, sits in the studio, takes some pictures, that's his thing, also plays guitar in the Mary Lamont Band, and but we also have another person sitting in and that we're just chatting with here today. Trevor Christian of the Stony Brook University Press is here, and we've been talking about different likes and dislikes in music, and wow, Trevor really likes a lot of the same stuff that I do. Parker Millsap, Sturgill Simpson, Angelina Presley, Ashley Monroe, Miranda Lambert, Leanne Womack. So I'm enjoying talking to Trevor. Let's see, what else? Sunday Street Acoustic Series at the University Cafe, Charlie was talking about on his show earlier, but I always like to talk about it too because I have had the thrilling pleasure of playing at the University Cafe at a few of Charlie's shows. So I always like to promote them because they're always terrific afternoons and evenings. James Maddock is the next artist up at the University Cafe here at Stony Brook University. He will be here Sunday, March 29th at 2 p.m. And the next show is a rescheduling of the Kennedys with Caroline Doctorow. That will be April 12th at 7 p.m. at the University Cafe. And what else is coming up? Sunday, April 26th at 7 p.m., Archie Fisher, Jez Lowe, and James Keelahan all together performing for you at the University Cafe. I think that James Keelahan is a Canadian guy. Not that I, you know, that I would favor him. Well, I'm Canadian, but anyway, should be a great show. So you can find out information and get tickets at universitycafe.org. So let's see, what have I got coming up here? I have three songs called Queen of Hearts. Entirely different songs, each one of them, done by three different cool guys. So I'm going to start out with Bill Bourne. Whoops, he's Canadian too. Off his 2012 CD, Songs from a Gypsy Caravan, and actually Bill Bourne performed at the University Cafe here, saw his show, fabulous. We went into the city, saw him at Rockwood Music Hall, and then hung out with him, took him over to Katz's Deli for a pastrami sandwich. I think he liked it a whole lot. Anyway, here's Bill Bourne doing Queen of Hearts.
Consumed by Hawkins' Thank you. naughty deck of cards. My girls, they like to play real hard. But early on I discovered a problem. I was missing my queen of hearts. I tried to substitute the joker. She's really good at playing poker. I realized it wasn't the same, 'cause I was missing my queen of hearts. Come on baby, show your face to me. Your picture card is what I need. Let's make a deal, honey, stack your deck on me. Vegas and ate up for hours. Gone for days, I was skipping showers. In the end, I gave up the game, 'cause I couldn't find my queen of hearts. Came back home and asked around. Anybody heard the sound of my girl at the bottom of the deck? She would be my queen of hearts. I can't deal with the jack of the king. Those pretty guys really ain't my thing. I need a straight between me, me and my queen. Queen of hearts, are you in the dark? Are you hidden or are you marked? I'm getting dizzy seeing crazy eights. Give me the cards, I'm raising the stakes, yeah. Showed up in my sleeve. Now I play her ace in the hole, and now I'm stroking my queen of hearts. I give her diamonds, take her to the clubs. I watch her give the spoons a snub. When there's trouble, I'll have to fold, 'cause I can't count on my queen of hearts. Queen of hearts, you're in my hand, and just for fun, we'll play with the band. I see you, Queenie, and I just blush when you give me the royal flush.
Okay, three songs called Queen of Hearts. Started out with Bill Bourne from Songs from a Gypsy Caravan doing his Queen of Hearts. And then one of my personal favorites, Dave Edmunds, off his 1979 Repeat When Necessary CD. Or was it an album? I guess it was an album at that point. One of those big albums or tapes or whatever happened to be out at the time, doing his Queen of Hearts. And the final Queen of Hearts, Mick Hargreaves, off his CD called Best. Hi, everybody. This is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. So I've been, as I mentioned before, I've been talking here with Trevor Christian, who is part of the Stony Brook University Press, but he also, I just learned, has a radio show here at WUSB Stony Brook every Friday at 5 a.m. And folks, you know you are up that early. Okay, there are a lot of you out there, including me, and I'm going to be listening in this Friday at 5 a.m. He's got an hour show called Country Pocket. It's a country show, folks. So you got to tune in this coming Friday, 5 a.m., to hear Trevor Christian on Country Pocket. And I'm just going to turn up the guest mic here and have Trevor talk a little bit about his show. How long have you been doing the show, Trevor?
That was my first one earlier this week.
Oh, wow. Oh, great. So, wow. Perfect timing that you're here this morning and you just happened to come into Down Home Country. We've been talking about some of your favorite albums of this past year, and you said your favorite, hands down, was Leanne Womack's.
Well, that was last year.
Oh, last year.
Last year. Absolutely, though. Her vocals on that album were just more than anything I've heard in a long
stellar.
Time.
She's stellar.
Yes. I got to see her in New Jersey, got lost in New Jersey, but I made it. And it was just a wonderful night. There are no voices out there quite like hers.
Great. She collaborates quite often, I think, with Buddy Miller. Do you know Buddy Miller's stuff?
A little. I mean, I saw him last year. I saw him at the
wonderful.
Lincoln Center.
Oh, great. He is, I don't know if you watch the ABC show Nashville. He is very involved in that show as well.
Another band very involved in that show called Striking Matches.
Uh-huh.
Kind of friendly with them. They are coming out with an album this March, and that is really exciting for me.
Okay. After talking to Trevor folks, I get the feeling that Trevor knows more than I do about albums coming out. So I may count on Trevor sometimes to let me in on what's cool and coming out in our version of country. Now, the artists that you have on your list, many of them are not actually played on the pop country radio stations, which I'm sorry to say I don't listen to that often. Because, I mean, I don't know how you feel about, do you listen to the pop country albums?
Album
stations?
I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
It's basically the mission of my show is to show people that good country is still being made. Because everyone I talk to about country either thinks country is this I guess, monotone male singing about a party, or thinks that once upon a time it was good, but no longer. And I'm like, no, there is so much good stuff coming out right now. You just won't hear it on mainstream radio. You'll have to go find it on the internet.
Right.
There are some great sites, Alternative Route. Rolling Stone
right.
Country does a really good job at spotlighting these
yes.
good artists.
Yeah.
The Guardian, believe it or not, from across the seas, does an excellent country column.
Oh, okay.
And believe it or not, just look at the top charts on iTunes. It's pretty regular now. Aaron Watson is the most recent example. These new albums that traditionalists are making are starting to chart again on iTunes, which I see as a really good sign. I have connections with country radio, so I know they're not playing these albums yet, but they're working on it.
If they sell enough on the internet, they're going to catch the attention, I'm sure, of the pop stations, and they're going to have to somewhat follow along with our mode of thinking, but it's kind of our mission here at Down Home Country, too, to celebrate the traditional country as well as feature those kind of country artists that you're talking about, too, that are doing that style. And I just find that when I listen to the pop country, it's the same formula. It's the same beat. It's the same subject matter. It's the guy in his truck getting drunk with his girl. And
oh, she's sliding on over wearing those blue jeans.
There you go. Tight blue jeans. And, you know,
it just... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know if you guys heard that. My husband, Jim, said not that there's anything wrong with that. I get bored with it. And there's such a diverse, beautiful thing going on in country music that, I guess we'll have to be the cheerleaders for.
I think people are starting to recognize it. You look at the last couple Grammy Awards, you have, okay, Eric Church and Dierks Bentley. Yeah, they're guys. Yeah, they have a few bro songs.
Right.
But the majority of both of their albums were pretty solid.
Right.
Maybe not the stuff that got on the radio, but if you actually saw their albums. And then you had Leanne Womack, Brandi Clark, and the winner Miranda Lambert.
Right.
All fantastic albums.
Right.
And look back to last year with Kacey Musgraves winning. She won the CMA Award.
Yep.
Follow Your Arrow. I sense that there is a comeback coming for traditional country. I just don't have the patience to wait, but I guess I'll have to.
That's it. Okay, well, thank you very much, Trevor Christian, here at WUSB Stony Brook with his own country show every Friday, 5 a.m., called Country Pocket. Listen in, folks. And I'm going to get back to some music here. Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart just keeps on going with the great country music. And this is a song that was written by Marty Stewart and one of my personal favorite writers down in Nashville, Paul Kennerly. This is called Western Girls here at WUSB Stony Brook.
sound. Heartbeat, hotspot, looking for a cowboy man. I'm talking about Western girls got me jumping up for joy. Western girls makes me glad I'm a good old boy. Western girls, the best I've ever seen. Western girls, every cowboy's dream. Jukebox, dance floor, angel in a cowboy hat. Them lights, slow dance, how come they move like that? Well, I've honky-tonked all around the world, and every place I go, and I've seen them cowboy girls who went to do-si-do. I'm talking about Western girls got me jumping up for joy. Western girls makes me glad I'm a good old boy. Western girls, the best I've ever seen. Western girls, every cowboy's dream.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country, 90.1 FM on your dial here at Stony Brook University in Stony Brook, New York, and streaming live at WUSB.FM. We just heard Western Girls, Girls Like Us, and Poor Girl Blues. Talking about the girls by the girls. Marty Stewart started out the set with Western Girls, and the next song we heard was the local artist Katie Perlman off her CD Girls Like Us doing the title track. And then that was me, Mary Lamont, with the Mary Lamont Band featuring my husband Jim Marchese on guitar and a bunch of other folks. Rich Campbell from New York City was on piano on that one. And that song was actually performed years ago as Poor Boy Blues by Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler on their duo CD. We actually had to send a track of that to Paul Kennerly. There's Paul Kennerly again. He also wrote that first song, Western Girls, that Marty Stewart did, to get his approval to change that to Poor Girl Blues. And he liked it, gave his approval, and we put that out on one of our CDs. Bob Longman's here, by the way. He's going to be coming in a few minutes with the Bob Longman Show. I'm going to play a couple of tracks where the wonderful pedal steel guitar is featured. And I'm going to start out with Glendale Train, New Riders of the Purple Sage. Now, I think on this recording it's Jerry Garcia, but the New Riders of the Purple Sage pedal steel player was really Buddy Cage. Buddy Cage is fabulous. Buddy Cage is out there touring still with the New Riders of the Purple Sage. Buddy Cage is has played with the Mary Lamont Band a few times, sat in with us, and that's been pretty cool. Oh, I want to go back and actually mention Katie Perlman off that track, Girls Like Us. Katie Perlman she's performing today, Sunday, March 1st, 1 p.m. at Jason's Vineyard in Jamesport. So you guys can go out to the vineyards of Long Island, Jason's Vineyard in Jamesport, and see Katie Perlman perform today at 1 p.m. More information about Katie Perlman at katieperlman.com. Okay, we'll hear Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young first.
That you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
That your elders grew wise, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
I'm going to play another pedal steel song, Junior Brown. This is off his EP called Volume 10. This is called Hang Up and Drive. I'm going to sign off now on Down Home Country. Stay tuned for the Bob Longman Show. I think I'm going to be here next week, too, on Down Home Country at 11:30 on Sunday, if I'm not preempted by sports. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday, folks, and we'll see you soon. Here's Junior Brown. There we go. Yeah, that's Junior.
Honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. I mean, I just about had it with all your gidgets and your gadgets. Like a warm electric pillow you got pushed up tight against your head. You got some good communication, but you ain't got no concentration. And baby, you look like you can use all the good advice that you can get. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak, and you got no way to watch your back. And honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Look like you've been napping the way you're driving when you're yapping. But it's a big responsibility trying to drive an automobile. I can see that you're not thinking straight the way you took that fella's parking space. And with that thing up to your face, you act like you're asleep at the wheel. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Get off that telephone, little girl, and come back to the real world. And honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.